from WGDR. I'm Jackie Batten, and this is Lessons from a Radical Model, Episode 16, Memoir in Poems.
Cultural memory is the elixir on which we must raise our children to keep them healthy and whole. If you forget where you came from, why should anyone else give a damn? You've got to remember. You've got to resist.
That was Magdalena Gomez sharing Endangered Species from her memoir in poems, Shameless Woman. Miss Gomez is an award-winning performance poet, playwright, performer, and teaching artist. She is the co-founder and artistic director of Teatro Vida, the first Latinx theater in Springfield, Massachusetts, and founder of the Ferocious Women's Group, bringing to public view voices of women and girls through writing and performance. For 10 years, Miss Gomez performed nationally as a jazz poet with the late baritone saxophonist Fred Ho. Miss Gomez is also a New England Public Radio commentator, national speaker, and columnist with the Point of View newspaper. For this episode of Lessons from a Radical Model, we'll hear five more works from her memoir in poems, Shameless Woman, recorded on Goddard College's Plainfield campus in September of 2016, with improvised accompaniment from Myrna Miranda O'Neill on flute and Otto Mueller on piano. Here's Magdalena Gomez.
On this day of awakening, for you, with fists in your voice, who without arms or rope break the aberrant mule. All apologies to Brother Mule, who once carried water to my mother's mouth. For you, who plant lush gardens in the putrid fields of caution, rousing the dead into epiphanies and face-to-face contact. For you, who shame the silence of tyranny's allies, those thugs with perfect teeth and unworn boots who tug at straining vests from safe distances. Their only rebellion, a rumbling soft stomach. Threats arrive from the sewers of greed, where secrets and soldiers huckstered from their youth are buried beneath lies of bread. The helicopters, the trucks, the guns, the planes, the shadows, the sounds, the gas, the smoke, the looks, the signals, the orders, the helicopters, the trucks, the guns, the planes, the shadows, the sounds, the gas, the smoke, the looks, the signals, the orders, the helicopters, the trucks, the guns, the planes, the shadows, the sounds, the gas, the smoke, the looks, the signals, the orders. Check all of the above for signs of origin. Cobra rears up straight from broken ground, dips her tongue deep into the bruise of night, writing over Cairo the undelivered letter to be read by the world. The promise of the last word makes the people one, making fools of governments and masters who command with broken sticks poking out from their ears. For you who stand, for you who resist, for you who rebel, for you who stand, for you who resist, for you who rebel, survivors and witnesses, tell, tell, tell. Cobra, each and all. From every pore of every body and soul, a million sets of eyes open at once on the face of holiness. A sacred prayer erupts around the world that in every language sings, not enough, no more, not enough, no more, not enough, no more, not enough, 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 no more. Madre de Bomba, because sometimes we must invent our memories. For Fred Ho. If I had an abuela, she would have fangs. X-ray vision for men who make false promises. And a specialty to make them true to their word, refilling their cup until she is satisfied. If I had an abuela, she would carve dragon heads into her rocking chair that come alive when she is angry, sending fire into the places where she wants it, away from where she doesn't. My abuela would dance naked at the Hunts Point Market in front of the cherries that would spill their juice at the sight of her. No one would dare call the cops or laugh. I assure you, someone would carry her basket of jautia up the 6 flights to her apartments, thick-skinned roots multiplying in her boiling pots of Boricua kitchen generosity. My abuela would keep a machete by the door, a rosary in the pocket of her bata. Muggers would drop dead from a look, and just in case that didn't work, there would always be a live mousetrap in the pocket of her pocketbook. For rapists, bullets in her nostrils, cobras in her ears, a camphorated river layered in her breath, alum in her tears of rage to suck dry even the thought of raising a hand to her. My abuela would have mule legs kicking open the smarmy face of injustice. My abuela would not be polite if there is too much salt in the bacalao and leave the table if there is not enough. My abuela would love Motown as much as Loisa. Swing from the branches between Boricua y Cuba. Tell you about blackness as you stretch iron, bleach your hair into submission. Offering you the cigar of intelligence. Give you another chance, but not too many. Fools belong to worms, she would say, and sink her fangs deep into your heart. Until there is room for light and music to enter. Penetrar, 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 I see. Penetrar. Until you are satisfied. Abuela. Mi abuela would be the mother of all bomba. History's clean ocean. In which I would happily drown.
This is Lessons from a Radical Model. We're listening to the works of Magdalena Gomez, award-winning performance poet, playwright, and performer. More with Miss Gomez when we return. Beacon Beach from Hooray for the Riff Raff. Welcome back to Lessons from a Radical Model, Episode 16, Memoir in Poems. We continue exploring Shameless Woman, the memoir in poems of Magdalena Gomez, performance poet, playwright, and performer. These poems were recorded on Goddard College's Plainfield campus in September of 2016, with improvised accompaniment from Myrna Miranda O'Neill on flute and Otto Mueller on piano. Once again, Miss Gomez.
Roma Psalm. My father's face, his mother's hands, indigo lamentations in the smoke-filled air of hatred's oven, a spray of bullets scars the silent face of an august god. Unanswered prayers crushed beneath tyranny's heel, sift into bitter soil. Sprout little brown triangles on twisted stems. If you listen closely, you can hear them scream. Savagely torn by a westward wind. Remember us. Remember us. Remember us. Remember.
Hispanic awareness. All across America del Norte, we celebrate Hispanics, los Hispanos, los Spanish people, los Latinos, los ethnic minorities, los other people. I've come to learn I am less threatening as a Hispanic than as a Puerto Rican, more acceptable as Latina than as Boricua, and often told, as if it is a great compliment and relief that I don't look it. You don't look it. You don't look it. You're Boricua? You're Puerto Rican? Really? I don't believe it. You don't look it. You look so.
Census, economics, inspire, enlighten, awaken. Even Stop and Shop is getting excited. They sell ethnic products in the ethnic aisle. Jamaican curry and canned chow mein take harmonious residence on the shelf above Goya and El Paso, beneath the shiitakes and across from India in a jar. So now, my neighbors ask me how to make tacos. I tell them, I am not Mexicana. I am Boricua. They get confused and do not invite me to Diversity Day at the local school.
Magdalena Gomez is an award-winning performance poet, playwright, performer, and teaching artist. She is the co-founder and artistic director of Teatro Vida, the first Latinx theater in Springfield, Massachusetts, and founder of the Ferocious Women's Group, bringing to public view voices of women and girls through writing and performance. Ms. Gomez may be reached at magdalenagomez.com and latinapoet.com. You've been listening to Lessons from a Radical Model, Episode 16, Memoir in Poems. If you'd like to catch up on past episodes, check out the Lessons from a Radical Model page on SoundCloud. This program is brought to you by WGDR Goddard College Community Radio, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Music you heard included Myrna Miranda O'Neill on flute and Anna Mueller on piano, Blue Dot Sessions with Dirt Bike Lovers, also Rican Beach from Hooray for the Riff Raff. And we end this week's program with Why I Became a Loud Puerto Rican, another poem from Shameless Woman, the memoir in poems of Magdalena Gomez. For WGDR, I'm Jackie Batten, your host. Join me next week for more Lessons from a Radical Model.
Why I Became a Loud Puerto Rican and Other Impolite Stories. For Dorca Iris Gomez. In the library, I find my people. On dusty bottom shelves, but I find them. History disappears like cotton candy on the tongue. If I don't tell my story, someone else will tell it for me. Boricua, do you know your blood jumps and pumps djembe? Keeps time to the rhythm of chains. Do you know the blood of Africa runs through our sugarcane? Do you know the sharp edge of el machete like your finger knows the soft edges of your lover? Do you know you are Indio? That Boricua means land of the brave and noble lord. Boricua.
Borican. Word of spirit.
Puerto Rico.
Rich port.
Avarice.
The second beheading of San Juan Bautista.
Boricua, do you know why Lolita loaded her gun?
Do you know Don Pedro defended our right to freedom, to independence in seven languages from the halls of Harvard and was silenced in every one?
Did you ever start a conversation in Spanish, then switch to English?
In an elevator, in a store, on a bus, on a train?
Because you felt a secret shame, a fear that someone might infer that you don't speak English.
Your story spun into a
Mira, hot-blooded Latin, no piki English, Gucci, cucaracha, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha,
cartoon buffoon assault that keeps us drowning between islands. That used to be me, lying to myself in perfect English, denying who I am in perfect English, trading my tostones for Twinkies,
my Benil for White Castle, my Bombay Plena for Top 10 in perfect English.
My body, my history, my ancestry, my literature, my power, my people,
las curanderas, los guarapos, los tabaqueros, las fincas, los montes, la religión, la música del tambor, la escopeta, el machete, el grito del Ares.
My people, I walked away from you in perfect English, denying who I am in perfect English.
I left you on that dusty bottom shelf.
But I have found you in English, in Spanish, in Spanglish,
with palabra indígena and Nigerian inflection, clave y castañuela, translingual connection, Santa Bárbara of the white face beneath your womanly vestment,
a cauterized muscle of defiant blackness throbs against daybreak, orb and lingam, calabash and chalice, chain and crucifix survive the middle passage, petroglyph carved deep into bone. I take my people back. I take my language back. Back to the Bembe, back to the Gandinga, back to the Choreto, back to the Piragua, back to the Jicotea, back to the Yaya, back to the Burundanga, back to the Burundanga, back to the Burundanga, 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 of all that I am, all that you are, all that we are, have been, will be, forever, amen, Yashe.
I take my Taina Africana history back. I take my Taina Africana blood back.
I take my literature back.
I take my music back.
I take my island back.
I pray the Orishas take me back.
History bound in blood and leather.
I place you on the shelf that meets the world between the eyes.
I stack you in my arms,
on my back.
I make of you a bridge between islands and march,
singing your name in all of my languages.
Because I am,
because I am,
because I am a
And I thank you, Estados Unidos, for all of your insults. They have become my poems.